Welcome to this week's Monday Micro Money Tip, where we give you one tip every Monday in 5 minutes or less. And this week, Rebecca, what is our Monday Micro Money Tip?
This week, I want you to stop making this huge mistake to save whatever's left at the end of the month.
Yes, such a good reminder, right? We always have these savings goals, but if we try to save what's left over, sometimes there's nothing left over to save.
Yeah, and that's incredibly demoralizing. Uh-huh. It's very stressful, and that's where you really feel like you're a hamster on the wheel. And
right.
You're just not getting any progress. So you've probably heard this a million gazillion times, but we want you to pay yourself first.
Yes.
But what does that really mean? That's where people really get confused, I think. They think that pay yourself first, like, that sounds good, and they understand it in theory, but what does it mean in practice? So most people, they'll check that first box, which is to make automatic contributions to, like, their 401k at work. And that's great. It's an easy way to start paying yourself first. But it's not the only place that you should be doing that. It really should be reflected in your budget and in your monthly spending habits. You should also be paying yourself first when it comes to saving cash for emergencies or even putting extra money towards your debt. Those bigger goals need to be prioritized. How do we do that? We make sure that they get done first. And then we're going to use the rest of our money that's left afterwards to live off of, to pay all of our other expenses.
Yeah, so essentially paying yourself first, for those of you that are just hearing this concept for the first time, is when you get paid from your job or however you make money, whenever that money comes into your bank account, the first thing that you do with that money is give it to yourself. So that could be creating an automation so that money goes straight into savings. But the idea is that before you put money towards having any fun, the first thing you do is make sure that you pay yourself first. You're prioritizing your financial goals before anything else.
But a lot of people will do this and then they'll run into the issue that they'll pull that money back out of their savings because they didn't make sure that their lifestyle expenses fit within that money that was left over, right? So you have your take-home pay, then you pay yourself first, you put money towards savings, debt, whatever, and then you're supposed to live off of the remainder. But if you don't do that, if you're still just spending money as if you had all of that take-home pay, then you're going to end up pulling that money straight back out of your savings. So we call that hot potatoing your money. You put it into savings, but then you spent it on your credit card. Now to pay off your credit card balance, you've got to pull that money back out of savings, and then you just continue in this cycle. So we want to make sure that you're paying yourself first and not just saving whatever's left at the end of the month. You have to make sure that that money is going to your biggest priority at the very beginning. But then the other side of that is that you have to make sure that your lifestyle is living within your means, given that money is going somewhere else, is going to your priority, is not there for you to spend.
Yeah, this is actually the thing that I helped my first couple that I coached with, was that they were saving really aggressively, but they'd end up pulling the money right back out because they were putting too much in the savings and they didn't have their budget and their cash flow really dialed. And so that's where this is really coming down to, is that it's great to think about yourself paying yourself first, but if you don't manage the way that you use money after you pay yourself first, you're going to end up pulling that money right back out. And what that ends up doing is that ends up hurting you psychologically. It
yes.
ends up feeling like you suck at managing your money, that
yeah.
you're doing it wrong and that you're a failure. These were the things that my clients were saying. Like, we just aren't good at this. Like, we can't save this much money. Like, it's impossible. But it really came down to, how are you managing your money after you do those things? And that's
yeah.
why Rebecca's a really big fan of saying, like, don't automate until you know your cash flow and your budget.
Definitely. Yeah, don't do it. The other telltale sign that you are not budgeting along with paying yourself first is that you have a really solid savings account, but you're carrying a balance on your credit card.
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot, and I see this all the time, and it's just like, okay, guys, let's just talk about this. Let's think this through, right? Because they have that automated savings, and maybe they're not pulling it back out. They have a strong line. They're like, no, that money's in my savings. I don't touch it. However, they're spending on their credit card, not in a way that's in line with how much they can actually afford. And so they end up carrying a balance. And so it's really not uncommon for me to start working with someone. They have, you know, $10,000, $15,000 in their savings account, but they're carrying a $9,000 credit card balance. And it's like, okay, let's just talk about this. Like,
yeah.
what's really going on? It's habits. It's your daily spending habits and how you're really thinking about and how you're managing that pay yourself first along with the rest of your budgeting that should be in play.
Yeah, absolutely. So just to kind of recap everything, because we've touched a lot of points here today, is first, the way to be successful with your finances, to save and invest the most amount of money, is to pay yourself first. It's prioritizing yourself. But in order to do that successfully, so that you aren't pulling money right back out of savings, is to make sure that you budget and manage your cash flow in a way so that you can support your lifestyle after you've paid yourself first.
Yes, exactly. This is so incredibly important. So that's this week's Monday Micro Money Tip. We hope you found this tip useful. And if you did, please share it with a friend. But until next time, I'm Rebecca.
And I'm Dylan.
And we're Rad Coaches.